And I'm joined by David Driver, who's our guest. We don't often force the guest to be here for the fun drive and help us out, but you're here, so I'm going to share the news with you.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay? Yes, I've been forced, and I'm okay with it.
He's good. So it only took some mild coercement. We want to announce that we made that challenge. So thank you so much to Anonymous in PA for helping us make that challenge. So that's where we are right now, that we went beyond that $500 challenge. And David, it's important that we went beyond that because the challenge was one thing, but we had a goal before the challenge that was less than what the challenge was. So thank you to Anonymous in Forsberg for making that generous challenge. Because awesome. Of Anonymous and everybody that helped make that challenge, we have now on our goal for $2,000 for the PM here this day. We have just $295 left to go.
Wow.
And I was just told that we had another $30 donation, but I'm not sure who to thank for that. So I'll say that's $265 before 7 o'clock. We're trying to raise now.
Okay. Well, that's the two tickets,
yes.
and then $65, gratuity.
There you go. 845-482-4141. The tickets that David's mentioning, if you didn't hear about this already, is David's performance is happening this Friday evening and Saturday evening at HPAC, the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center in Hurleyville. And for a donation of $100, you could get a pair of tickets to Friday night. For a donation of $100, you can get a pair of tickets to Saturday night. And for a donation of $200 or more, you can get a pair of tickets both nights if you want.
That's true. Yeah.
But after either of those or both of those pairs goes, that's it. Those are the only pairs that we have. So whoever, it's like first come, first serve with this here.
It is. Yeah, it is. And then you'd have to be among the, you know, the hoi polloi who just go and get regular tickets.
In which case you'll be supporting HPAC as well. Here's a chance for you to support Radio Catskill and HPAC at
the same time. I think this is a really good opportunity, frankly.
Great. So we're going to get into the local edition in just a moment, but do call 845-482-4141, 845-482-4141 to make your donation now. We want to thank Joseph Abraham making a donation in honor of the local edition. And we want to thank Gary and David Rixner for checking in. Thank you so much, Gary and David. So that means we have just $240 left on our goal. So the gratuity shrinking. $240. So whatever you can do with that, do it now. 845-482-4141. Signing up as a sound supporter for just $20 a month, that would take care of that right now. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. David Driver, we'll be back to talk more about your show coming up after these next interviews. And this is a local edition, news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. And what we've got going on right now is Move Sullivan. In 2019, Sullivan County debuted its new public transportation service. Since then, ridership has grown. The buses travel through the most dense populated areas in the county. They're looking to expand. Recently, Sullivan County legislators voted to make the bus fare free, and that's starting today. There used to be a $2 charge for the bus fare. Radio Catskill's own Patricio Rubio spoke to Laura Quigley, Sullivan County Commissioner of Community Resources, about the reduced fare. And he starts off the conversation by asking her, what was the reasoning behind the fare reduction?
Sure. Because when there wasn't a fare before, there were people who could ride it every day. Right, without having to worry. And when we put the fare in, it did reduce the number, so those folks then maybe rode twice a week or something like that instead of every day. When this started, it was during COVID, so we weren't charging anybody anything during COVID. And now look at the price of gas, look at the price of everything. And so we just want to, you know, we're like, you know what? Let's just remove it for now. Let's suspend it for now. People have enough on their plate. They don't need to be scrounging around trying to come up with $2.
Yes, definitely. Now, that's a good indication that this service is being used and people do need it. Since the start of the bus service, has any of the routes been expanded?
The routes are going to, we've had the two routes since the beginning, and come September 1st, we're adding two additional routes. One will go down towards Wardsboro, Bloomingburg. The other one will go out towards Swan Lake and Bethel.
If you know off the top of your head where some of these new routes where people can meet the bus to get on?
Well, they each have like 19 different stops, and the one has 24. So it's really, I can tell you the one will go down into Wurtsboro going off of the highway. So it goes by Wurtsboro Hills. It'll go into Blue Sky Trailer Park downtown into Bloomingburg. It'll do a few loops through there. It'll come back up, go to Crystal Run, and back into Monticello. The other one kind of goes out 52 by Liberty, goes up into Swan Lake, comes into Conneaugga Lake, Bethel, and then loops back down to Monticello. There's quite a number of transfer stop possibilities among all four buses. Most of the transfer points are around at the Walmart stop, but so that people can get off and get on depending on where it is they need to go.
Now, in New York City, there's things like Accessor Ride, where folks who are disabled and not disabilities can get a smaller bus, come to their actual residence and pick them up and take them to a doctor's appointment or take them to the store or somewhere they need to go. Are there any talks about that actually sort of happening, a version of that happening here in Sullivan County, where some people are really isolated and it's hard for them to even get to sort of like a bus stop?
Yes, there's so many things in the thought process. So one thing is for the current routes and the expanded routes, if somebody lives within 3/4 of a mile of the route on either side of the route and are disabled and cannot use the Moon Sullivan bus, they will be able to get what's called a paratransit ride that will take them anywhere on that route. So that will be open to people that live within 3/4 of a mile of the existing routes. We are looking at, we're working closely. Garnet Health just got a grant, and we are working with them on planning to address the medical transportation needs in a more comprehensive way around the county. I'm already looking at how can we expand to the more remote areas of the county and make it cost effective and as cost effective as you can be, because transportation is never winning, you know, it's just not a winning business, but you have to figure out how can you get out to Lumberland? How can you get up to Livingston, Manor, Roscoe, California? How can you do that in a way that makes sense? So you start where your biggest population is, and then each time, like we now moved out the next ring, and now we're gonna start to plan to move out to for further expansion. So the expansions and everything, I have I have a lot of thoughts in my head, a lot of ideas. We just have to kind of map it out and see what one's going to work the best.
Moon Sullivan is now free. The county has reduced the fare, so more people can start using it. This fare reduction, does it have a sunset date, or will this last indefinitely?
Yeah, we have a sunset date of December of 2023. We'll see how things are then. You know, it can always be extended. We'll just see how things are.
Laura, before we go, is there anything else you want our listeners to know about Move Sullivan, the bus service for Sullivan County?
The one thing that I just want everybody to keep in mind is this has been a long time in coming. It takes time, planning, and money to do this, and to be patient if it is not yet out where they live. Just know that the whole county is in my head as I'm trying to figure out how to get people to be able to access the transportation. They are not forgotten. I just haven't gotten there yet.
Right. There's a lot of sort of moving parts, I'm sure, that have to happen before any kind of new services can be added on. And like I said, this was sort of came in the height of the beginning of the pandemic, a little months before the pandemic, but of course it wasn't because of the pandemic. It was sort of years in the making before that.
Yes. Yes. It was 2 years in the making, and it started in August of 2019. So, you know, we had time to see if it was going to work and take off, and then the world shut down, but we kept it running because it got a lot of our essential workers to their work sites and to their jobs. So it was good.
Yep, it came on just the right time. So we'll talk to Laura Quigley, Commissioner of the Division of Community Resources and Workforce Development, Board of Sullivan, talking about Move Sullivan, the bus service for Sullivan County, has reduced their fares so much that it's free. And that's starting today. Thank you so much, Laura, for talking to us and letting us know about this great service for Sullivan County.
Thanks. Take care.
For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricio Rubio.
And thank you, Patricio, for that report. We'll be hearing from Patricio again coming up in just one moment, but we are pausing to remind you it's still our summer fun drive. We still need to hear from you. Call 845-482-4141 to donate now. I'm Jason. David Driver's here. We're about to have a full interview coming up after the next short interview. But, David, I want to let you know, nobody's taken those tickets yet. So a pair of tickets for Friday night or Saturday night, $100 donation or more to Radio Catskill, and get a pair of tickets to your performance.
That's true. And they may want to hear more about the show before committing. Yeah. I respect that.
I'm thinking that too. Thinking, yeah. Okay. It's going to come at the end of the hour, but you know, maybe that's what they're waiting. But in the meantime, though, we have heard from a listener who said, David Driver is amazing.
And my God, I think so too.
And that's two folks. That's Atticus McNamara in Hurleyville. Thank you so much, Atticus, for saying that and for making a generous donation. So we're going to get into our next interview, and then I'll be back with David Driver to talk more about this performance. But you can still call in the meantime, 845-482-4141. Make your donation at WJFFradio.org. This is a local edition, news and information that keeps you connected. And every Monday, we're checking in with Sullivan County Democrat to see what's making news, what's going on, what's happening. This week, Patricio Rubio spoke to the managing editor for the Sullivan County Democrat, Joseph Abraham, who himself just made a donation to this very program just a little while ago by calling 845-482-4141. Here's the interview.
Sure. So for our Tuesday edition, one of our top stories is the village of Monticello. It's been no secret that they've been a little bit cash-strapped in recent years. And they had an emergency meeting on Friday that editor Matt Shortall was at, and their annual insurance policy was not renewed by the company that was insuring them, and that yearly amount was $369,000. And the new amount that they had to accept now is over $800,000. So for a village that's strapped for cash, this is not helping the financial situation there. So Matt has a story on that. That's one of our top stories to see how the board reacted to the news and other reaction to that insurance change. Over in the town of Mamikating, reporter photographer Samantha Montagna talked about legislator Nick Salamone, who made a visit to the town board to talk about the redistricting process. Just throwing it out there to all of the WJFF listeners that this Thursday there's a public hearing at Sullivan County Legislature. I believe it's at 11 a.m. at the Government Center about redistricting maps that will include a presentation on the process. But ahead of time, Salamone, like a lot of other legislators, have been going to their different districts and talking to their constituents about the process and how it affects their local area. Mamikating also talked about the O&W Rail Trail Alliance. They've been talking about what to do about short-term rentals lately and some speed limit changes. The DEC recently released their draft Never Sink River Unit Management Plan, and that involves, I think, three Sullivan County towns, Forestburg, Mamikating, I don't remember the other Sullivan County town, but that and then also the town of Warsing all makes up this Never Sink River unit place, and they released a draft plan, which is on the DEC's website. It's a pretty lengthy plan about some of the wreck and other stuff going on there. You can read that plan, and there's a public hearing on Thursday at the Government Center in the Legislative Hearing Room, 6 to 8 p.m., and there's also written public comment being accepted through August 19th, so we have a story on that. And then also, it's been a crazy time when it comes to, like, accidents and different stuff. So for this paper, we have a story on some structure fires that took place in the town of Lumberland. And it's looking like, just looking at the police blotter today, while I don't have really many details to share with listeners, that there's been a string of accidents across the county, rollovers and other things that I'm sure we'll have updates about in Friday's paper. But that's what's at the start of the week.
It's a packed paper for Tuesday. Just to backtrack a little bit, you mentioned the redistricting maps will be on display at the Government Center this Thursday for the people or the folks in the public to come look at them, make comments. But what happens after this?
Yeah, so the public will be able to make public comment. their thoughts on the maps. Chris Knapp from Real Property Services, I think that's the name of the county department he's in. He deals with all the tax maps and all the technical stuff there. And also County Manager Josh Potosik are going to be providing just some input and a presentation about how the whole redistricting process works in terms of why they do it and the parameters and that type of nature. But legislators are not going to vote on anything on Thursday, but it was stated in the county issued press release that they could vote on the maps as early as full board this month in August, which I think is the 18th, if I'm not mistaken. So that's sort of where we're at. Just continuing to take input, and then maybe a possible vote in August.
Possible vote in August. Just to remind folks that the redistricting maps are being done by an outside agency, and they came up with a set of maps that had to be voted on, and this is a chance for the public to come vote on them. Are the maps available online for people to view?
They're all on the county's website, and there's different kinds. I think they have versions where you can see all the maps together, and then there's ones where specifically for each of the three options, which particular, you can look at each district map under each three options. That's all on the county's website.
Thank you so much, Joe, for talking to us, letting us know what's going on in the pages of the Sullivan County Democrat newspaper, which comes out tomorrow. You can find it on newsstands or find them online at scdemocratonline.com. Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the Local Edition again, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you then.
For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricio Roballo.
Hey, you're listening to the Local Edition. It's news and information that keeps you connected in the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. We're looking for your support and your help as we have less than $200 to go for our goal for the evening and less than 14 minutes left to raise it. Call now, 845-482-4141. I'm Jason, and we're joined by our final guest of the program. It's David Driver. We've been waiting to learn more about the performance that's happening at HBAC, but before we even tell people about it, I'll remind them again that there's a pair of tickets available for each of the nights for a donation of $100 or more to Radio Catskill.
Yeah.
You can get a pair of tickets Friday night or Saturday
night. This Friday, this Saturday, 8 p.m., Hurleyville, New York.
There you go. So once again, it's Imitation Life, Musical Treasures from the Silver Screen. I guess we should start with what I'm curious about is how did this project originate? You already said it's a multimedia project. Why did you make it? How did it get started?
It is very multimedia. It's a beautiful theater. It's got a full-size screen. It's got an excellent projector. We did a tech rehearsal in there the other day, and I got to say, I was kind of blown away by how beautiful it looks. This came about in a kind of crazy way. Without really thinking about it, I have always collected soundtrack albums from old movies in particular. And I like those albums where they would do compendiums of like, oh, these are the best songs of 1966, you know? I always collected stuff like that in thrift shops. And my husband and I think we have about 17 trillion albums in our house. An entire wall of our living room is albums. That was sort of the first piece. And then years ago, with a band that I had called Driver Quartet, I did a really small early version of this show, just highlighting some of that material. And I think one of the songs that maybe we'll play this evening evolved out of that. That band recorded the theme from the film Imitation of Life, which was made in the 50s. It was a remake of a film from the 30s. It's a really cool, very, very, what do you call it? Lush, Technicolor, melodrama, Lana Turner, John Gavin, Mahalia Jackson, a lot of pretty intense social issues in it. Beautiful, beautiful looking movie. And I have always loved the song. So we recorded that song. I had that idea kind of in my head, percolating. And, strangely, during pandemic, I had time to think about things and think about what I would like to do. And, around here, there are some really great spaces. And when I saw the Hurleyville space with its screen and its stage and its great sound and its great staff, it just seemed like a really good match. So we put the pedal to the metal and we evolved it into a much bigger, more lush production than it had previously been.
you know, they built the space so that it could do dual purpose. They could show a movie there, or they could have a live speaker or performance.
Yes.
You came along and said, yeah, I want to do all that.
I did
all that at once.
I did. Yes. Yeah. I wanted to hit all the possible buttons that I could hit.
Are you going to be narrating any of this? Is there going to be a spoken explanation of any of this, or is it just going to unfold, you know, like a performance, and some of it is live, some of it's on video?
Yes. Yes. No, not really. No, actually, that I want to take a sidebar and say one thing that I really love with music in general is I love learning about the story behind it and how it came about. How'd they write it? What did they do? Who wrote it? When was it? So there's a program that goes with the show, which is essentially turned into like a mini encyclopedia because it talks in some length about every song in the show. And it also talks at some length about the people who are on stage doing the show. Honestly, if anybody in the listening audience, and especially if anyone wants to support WJFF and get tickets, if you pass along their info to me, I'll be happy to share that program in advance. Because as an audience member, I would like to read about all the stuff before I hear it. I'd be happy to make that available to anybody. I think that would be. I mean, honestly, what we're doing is we're making a show that we would want to see. We're making a show that we would want to hear, that would be genuinely enjoyable, also kind of informative in an unexpected way. That's the main goal of this. You know, I want people to be transported to a different time and a different place. I want people to be transported to a different sort of way of being and thinking. And that's what a lot of these songs do. You know, because they were written for films, they have this kind of essential quality. It's like, how do you summarize a film in a 2-minute and 40-second song? And a lot of them manage to do that. So they're kind of like, you know, they're like bouillon cubes. They're like the bouillon cubes of music.
Well, why don't we give folks a sample of what you're talking about? We'll play one of these songs right now. But as we do, remind people that, yes, for a donation to Radio Catskill of $100, you can get a pair of tickets to the very show that we're talking about, either Friday night or Saturday night. There's only one pair of tickets available to either of those nights. Call up and let us know. Donation of $100 or more, 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. But honestly, if you want the tickets with just 8 minutes left of the show, you should probably call 845-482-4141. What song would you like us to play right now?
I agree, Jason. They should call now. Call. Okay, yeah. So what we're going to play now is the theme from the movie I mentioned earlier, Douglas Sirk's Imitation of Life. It was originally sung by a great singer named Earl Grant. I recorded it with my band Driver Quartet. I don't know. I really love this song. I want to make one thing really clear. This is kind of a mid-tempo orchestral song. We have designed the show so that there's some really big energetic high points and some very moody low points. I believe when I see a musical performance, I want it to be dynamic and exciting. I want it to be a thrill ride. So this is one moment out of that. This is not the whole show. This is one moment that I think is special.
Of life. down half as sweet? Would the moon shine as bright above? Every day would be gray and incomplete without the one you love. Lips that kiss can tell you clearly, without this our lives are merely a false creation, an imitation of life.
It's David Driver singing the title song of the 1959 movie Imitation of Life. Also is the title of his performance coming up at HPAC in Hurleyville. Imitation of Life, Musical Treasures from the Silver Screen, happening at Hurleyville Performing Arts Center Friday and Saturday evenings. And David, well, of course, it sounds gorgeous. It really does. Thank you. Nice.
Thank you.
Who sang it originally?
Earl Grant. Yeah, who at the time I think was pretty well known. I think a lot of people maybe don't know who he is at this point. Really great singer. I want to mention two other things about the venue and about the evening. The Hurleyville Performing Arts Center has a cafe, the Tango Cafe, so you can make a whole evening of it, which is quite nice. There are also other really good restaurants, and there's that really cool Salumeria place in Hurleyville, which is worth a visit, which has beautiful, you know, like handmade gourmet foods and stuff like that. And also there are going to be what I believe are called adult beverages available at the show. I wanted to have, you know, in the old days at movies, they would have like the cigarette girl with the tray walking around, you know, I wanted to have I wanted to have the refreshments person dressed in a really cool outfit with a tray going around up and down the aisles selling food and drinks. It turns out we can't sell drinks in the theater, but you can drink in the very beautiful lobby.
Right. It's a nice theater. They're trying to keep it real nice.
They are trying to. I'm trying to mess it up, but they're trying to keep it nice.
And again, for a donation of $100 or more to Radio Catskill right now, you can get a pair of tickets to this performance that's happening Friday or Saturday. You can get a pair of tickets for either night for a donation of $100 or more. And 845-482-4141 is the number to call. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. David, you talked about how the space was part of the inspiration for doing this, as well as your lifetime of collecting movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
I'm curious, do you have any plans to take this anywhere else? Is this in any way like a workshop to give this thing legs to go anywhere else, perform it anywhere else down the road?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to sort of expand it. It's a show that's designed to accommodate guest singers. I love working with other vocalists. We do have some excellent guests at this show. Actually, do you know Adam, who used to be the station manager?
Oh yeah,
here?
We didn't mention the guests that you have.
Yeah. Adam Owens is one of our guests in this performance, doing what I think is a pretty delightful thing.
DJ for Bold Gold Media.
Yeah, I gotta say, I laugh every time I travel around Honesdale, because every single store that I go into, he is talking to me on the radio.
Yes.
He's great. I love him. He's doing a guest appearance in this show. We have people who play in a number of Broadway shows who are top flight musicians. I'm super excited about them. A number of different guest artists on this. And yes, to answer your question, I hope that this is the beginning of what will a show that will travel and go to other places, and also return here with you know, an expanded cast. And there are so many songs that we can do. There are so many really good songs.
Great. The show is Imitation of Life, Musical Treasures from the Silver Screen, multimedia performance that's happening Friday and Saturday at the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center. Information at hurleyvilleartscenter.org. Also, David, is there a place where people can go to keep up on what you're up to? Do you have a website or social media?
I think I have a website. I think that daviddriver.com is active right now, and you can sign that. I'm sorry. That is embarrassing, because the reason I say that is that I am a musician. I am not a web developer. I believe the site is active, but I'm in the process of migrating it over to a different platform. But I think if people go to daviddriver.com, they can probably sign up to hear notices of upcoming projects.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us,
Jason,
tonight.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Great.
Not forsake me, oh my.